Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1.
You don't need a college degree. You just need a PhD in life experience to help us out with group therapy. 404-263-0941. Steven is joining us this morning. Hey, Steven.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing? The friends are listening and ready and willing to help you out with whatever you're bringing to the table for group therapy. What you got?
All right, awesome. So glad to talk to you. Well, here's the thing. I have a brother-in-law. His name's Matt, and I just want to get this out of the way. He's a great guy. I love him to death, but he has awful language. Specifically, he drops the F-bomb all the time and in front of my family, and in my opinion, way too much. And, you know, I've talked to him about this over several times. I've asked him, hey, can you please curb it around the kids? But he just, nothing's changed. Like, he just, and specifically the F-bomb, like, not a lot of other swear words, just the F-bomb. And, you know, he's not a redneck. He's not uneducated or anything. He's a really good dad. I love him. But he just uses that word as a normal part of his vocabulary. And things have just gotten too far. The other day, I just got a call from my daughter's school, and she was in trouble for saying, you guess it, the F-bomb.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, and, you know, now I'm really upset. And, you know, I've talked to him so many times about this. I've asked him, and yet again, not a bad guy, not uneducated, which makes it a little bit more frustrating about why he would continue to do this, and now I'm in this situation.
All right, Steven, and, what age kids is he dropping this in front of? Like, are we talking about teenagers?
No, it's my daughter is 12,
okay.
And so it's between, like, 12 and 14 is the age group of my kids.
Yeah, okay.
Very impressionable ages.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Steven, and it's like they know those words, right? They know that they exist in the world, but using them is a whole other thing. And if he is an example in their life and he's using it and it's okay for him, why is it not okay for them?
Oh, exactly. And, you know, I understand I can't, you know, keep my kids from seeing everything. I know the internet's there, but this is my brother-in-law. A simple request of just, hey, don't say the F-bomb in front of my children, please. It feels like it should be respected. And now with this happening, I'm very frustrated, and I obviously need to talk to him, but I'm trying to figure out how to do it in a way that doesn't cause World War III for me or my family or a lot of tension, basically.
Yeah.
When he drops the F-bomb, is it in anger or is it always just typical conversation?
Just typical conversation. There's no really anger behind it. It's just, I think it's just a habit, honestly, just habit.
Okay, so let's help out, Steven. What would you do? 404-263-0941 is our number. Have you ever been through this before? How do you bring up that conversation? How do you even handle this? Steven, hang on, and we're going to get some friends to help you out with group therapy. 404-263-0941, if you can offer some guidance in this foul mouth situation. Coming up next with Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.
Jen and Friends on Star 94.1. It's group therapy with Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.
404-263-0941. Give us a call if you can offer Steven some guidance. Steven, for somebody just jumping in, can you explain why you need group therapy this morning?
Yeah, basically I've been having issues with my brother-in-law dropping the F-bomb around my children. And just about a week ago, my school called about my daughter letting me know that she has now said the F-bomb in class and she's in trouble. And so basically, I'm just very frustrated, need to have a conversation with him, and just want to make sure I go about it in the most friendly, peaceful way possible.
Because you said you don't want to start World War III inside your family, right?
Yeah, trying to not to do that.
Now, hopefully. Is this your wife's brother?
Yes. Brother?
Okay. Ooh, yeah, that's sticky. Okay. Hang on for us. We're going to get you some group therapy here. 404-263-0941. What would you do in this situation? Hey, Sarah in Buford. Welcome to the show.
Stephen, it's time to talk to your kids and not your brother-in-law. You're not going to change your brother-in-law, but you can't explain to your kids that life is about choices, and choosing to speak with vulgar language makes people uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really great advice, because you may not be able to control him, but you can control them. 404-263-0941.
You know, I would kind of passively aggressively shame him when I have the opportunity. You get a swear jar. You remember as kids, we had swear jars. Every time he said a bad word, had to put a quarter in the jar. Yep. So what you do is every time he drops the F-bomb, Stephen, shake the swear jar and it jingles really loud across the house.
I like that.
Everybody hears it.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I'm going to use the word forking. Hey, you know what? Let's go get the fork and pool. Shake it. So the whole house here, oh, daddy cussed again. Uh-huh. Everybody knows. And then at the end, use the swear jar, make him put money on it, and then he has to take everybody out to dinner.
Yeah. I like that.
Just throwing it out there.
Passive-aggressive approach. 404-263-0941. What would you do for group therapy in this situation? Curtis, what would you do if this was happening in your life or there's a family member making you uncomfortable?
My same advice was from the caller. I mean, talk to your kids. Because you can't control adults. If mm-hmm. you've talked to this, you know, your brother-in-law several times, nothing is being done about it. Nothing has changed. Now you have to talk to your kids. You know, those are words that we do not use. He uses to choose those words. Please do not say them because it makes people feel uncomfortable and they're not okay to say.
Lita in Villarreca, welcome to group therapy.
Hi. I suggested to possibly do a swear jar. Anytime he uses a curse word, make him put $5 into the swear jar. Mm-hmm. Once the wallet starts emptying out, he'll start rethinking his language around the family.
How do you get your kids to not think it's cool? Right? Because a lot of people use that language to be cool or to be emphatic or things like that. Like, how do you teach them that it's not cool?
Well, I think getting sent home from the, or getting the call from the principal, and that's not cool enough right there. I mean, say, hey, you're obviously doing something wrong if you're coming home with a detention slip.
Thanks so much for the call, Lita. Hey, Whitney in Smyrna. Welcome to Jen and Friends. It's group therapy.
Hey, I agree with the talking to your kids because people have gotten away from disciplining their children. And this is the thing. Your uncle is an adult. You're a child. I do not tolerate that, and you will be disciplined. I don't care if it's taking away something. I don't care if it's spanking or whatever it is, but you need to discipline your children because it's no use for you talking to him. Like, he's gone. That's mute topic right there.
He's grown.
You need to talk to your children, and you need to discipline your children and let them know that's something that you will not tolerate. When you're an adult, you say what you want to say. But as long as you live in my house and you're my child and you're going to school, you're going to make good choices and you're going to speak the way I've taught you to speak.
I love it.
Because that's a reflection of me at this point.
Whitney, can I borrow you? Can you come to my house and raise my kids?
Oh, I definitely will. I'm all about it. It takes a village.
It does. Amen. Thank you so much for the call. And Cherie in Atlanta, last call for group therapy this morning. Welcome.
Yeah, we think, of course, he should talk to his kids first, but also try approaching his brother-in-law again, but not from a perspective that his brother-in-law is wrong or that he's right, but just, hey, it makes me uncomfortable, and I'm trying to teach the kids to make better choices. Would you consider just using different language around the kids when you're here?
Love it. Thank you so much, Cherie. Appreciate it.
Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.